I believe he traveled long after that. But I believe the main people that picked up his message were the other gay priests of all the pagan religions.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how
it's a common thread that they acknowledged.
Yes.
So they
because
saw,
you take a look at it, it wouldn't have spread otherwise.
The essence of Christianity is no more or less than a continuation of the tradition of finding wisdom, and it's just a Western interpretation that hadn't existed yet.
And it's always been gay people who have carried the religion. So when they finally formed, the bishops got together, all gay bishops, with Constantine, to form a religion, because he thought it would be great to have one emperor and one god, mm-hmm. one religion.
Right.
So it's basically the gay people that set this thing going. And the church turned around and said, okay, we're going to have only gay priests and only gay nuns, and we're going to set up a confession.
A.K.A. celibate.
Right. And when
there was non-hetero, non-married.
Right, but they had to have some reason for young gay people to confess their gayness.
Mm-hmm.
So they took a very obscure piece of writing from the Judeo religion, which was Sodom and Gomorrah,
mm-hmm.
and only they could read the text anyway, so mm-hmm. nobody could find out they were lying,
mm-hmm.
and they twisted this just slightly. And that is how, when you had a bright young man or a bright young girl in the community, they would confess this to their priest, bring him right into the church. Mm-hmm. And that's why the church was the only scholars. Because they took the gay people out of the community.
Well, I see.
Now, what happened in the middle 1500s, the church got an awful lot of power, and it didn't always do good things.
Right.
I mean, even my gay brothers and sisters that run the church, they got to take a little credit for some of the weird stuff they did. They had a fight with the Mamelukes, and that was the basic reason for the Crusades. Because you had the other gay group over there running a religion, and they couldn't have that because, and Ron Hubbard said that one time, which I've always thought about, you take two philosophies that's awfully close together, they're going to fight. I mean, you can take two that's totally dissimilar, they'll get along fine.
Oh, so the European nations were finally unified, and they needed an enemy on the outside, on the inside, to keep them unified.
That's absolutely correct. And the Mamelukes was there, but they got their ass kicked by the Mamelukes. So that didn't help things too much. Well, then after that, the church got so powerful, it was really running governments, which mm-hmm. it should not have been. It
right.
should have kept its distance. So next thing you know, you got these straight guys getting into the church. So this is the Borgias, Martin Luther, and a bunch of others.
Mm-hmm.
And they really kind of screwed things up. And so that's when the schism happened.
Mm-hmm.
And the bad part of that schism was, in Protestant nations, the gays had nowhere to go.
Right.
And that's gone on for 400 years,
mm-hmm.
till today. And the gays don't need the church, now they form their own society. Did you know that the church is about 40% low on the number of priests it needs?
Wow.
It cannot
yeah.
get priests to sign up. They were drafting the Polish wholesale after they were break from communism. They sent them all over the world, the thousands. Now they're refusing to sign up. And so the church is really hurting. And what really got a kick out of it here in California, we have a young straight fellow who went into the Catholic seminary,
mm-hmm.
and he was hit on so many times by the other students that he has now sued the church for racial sexual discrimination.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a quirk in the sexual discrimination law in California that I think is so weird. If you suffer from sexual discrimination by a member or the staff member of an organization you work for or studying with, that staff member is not liable. The organization is liable. So he sued the Catholic Church. Well, the Catholic Church said because of the separation of church and state, he can't do this, and it went to a federal court here in San Francisco, and the court said, oh, yes, he can. Because under discrimination laws, the separation of church and state is not recognized.
Does it have to do with Bishop Levada? Bishop Levada wanted to eliminate all teenagers from working?
No, that was a different story. There was just so much about the priest having sex with teenagers, he eliminated all teenagers from the deity.
He tried to, but they put a hold on that.
Yeah.
He had
to do something.
See, I believe that gay people, that they're going to play a role in creating a new universal religion. Just as we have now fusion cuisine, we're going to have fusion religions fusing to create a world religion. But what it is it is taking the best from each and leaving behind the worst. Leaving behind those that preach hatred or decimation of those that think differently than you. But preserving, just as we preserve different cultures and ethnicity, we're going to fuse all the best of each religion, including all of the world views I regarded as religious atheists and stuff. These are the visions I had and the calling I've had. This is why I created the concept of the gay Bible. It's on the net and it's sitting there. I'm just a little ahead of the time. More and more people begin contributing when they catch on to the idea. It will be contributing, and if they already have a web page, it will ask to be linked to mine, so it will be under the umbrella of the gay Bible, which will grow. So again, we play a major role in shaping a new religion. And I get a lot of resistance from atheists, of course. I understand why. I'm saying I don't mean it in new religion in the traditional sense. I mean it in the sense of an empowering community for all, which is what a church really should have been all along. So, but also, atheism is just as necessary as any other worldview towards the advancement of mankind. But atheism gives us the clearest ability to think for the sake of scientific research and understanding, right? That is a tool of the intellect, very important. So it's not muddied by any belief of what God's laws are. So atheism is every bit as important as any other.
See, my viewpoint is, I don't believe there's a God.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we are spiritual beings. And I believe everything that's happened, we have done.
Yeah, I believe we create God as much as God creates us.
I think people that have a God create him entirely. And I think it is, my own viewpoint, it's quite debilitating to a person as a spiritual being saying, oh, God did it.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes, that's true.
In fact, my favorite lecture on that subject used to, you know, lecturers, when they lecture a lot, their lips get very rubbery.
Mm-hmm.
And they really learn to, I mean, years and years their lips get redder. They can form words beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
And his on that used to be, oh, mother did it, father did it, brother did it, sister did it, God did it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not responsible.
Mm-hmm.
So I really cringe when I hear someone say, oh, God's responsible.
Well, yeah, right.
Or
like
God will do this.
That is a very...
I've got so upset with that Lieberman on his...
That is a very simplistic and shallow understanding of the concept of our Creator. By Creator, I believe, is the acknowledgement of an original force, whether it's intelligent or not, and so forth. Then when you get into more specific definitions of what God is, then you go on with cultural differences and even personal differences. The religion that's helped me the most with this is Hinduism, because they said some people, they taught you that people can worship God in different ways, different forms of yoga. To me, I relate to God as my lover, with the acknowledgement this is not the way everyone else should believe in God. I see God as an individual human being, although that's not the ultimate, that's not the real Creator. That is something we probably will never understand. So that's how I use that for myself, and it works very great. Bhakti yoga is the practice of devoting yourself to one human being in order to find God. And I practice bhakti yoga to Randolph Taylor, like that. But I also realize this is just my personal and perhaps some cultural belief of God. But when people start saying God, maybe do this, do that, they are having a very shallow interpretation. What gets me is that there are such things as intellectually progressive Christians who would agree with my viewpoint. In fact, I still regard myself as a Christian in that sense.
Well, that's like I said, Unitarian. They have something like to go along with.
Right, right. However, there are people who do not, who like you, don't believe in a specific God, whatever, which is totally, totally valid and must be respected, because it is one other facet of a person or people perceiving reality.
So what really gets me and makes me cringe, I saw a documentary the other day of this, after the that big volcano in Pinatubo blew up over in the Philippines, where the lahars keep coming down. That's a mud flows. And this one town, there's about five houses left. And the church, this big, big, big church, it is about half to a quarter covered with mud on the outside. And this one guy is leading the fight to get the church back in repair. And most people left the area, but there's still people staying there. And the viewpoint was, God will protect us. Well, he hadn't done a very good job up until then. They had over half their village population killed.
God protects us by giving us a mind and a heart.
Yeah,
to be compassionate, to understand how nature works.